Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to welcome you, my brothers, my sisters, and my father and mothers to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray to our God, our Maker. Everlasting Father, we say thank you for another day in our lives. You have been with us thus far. We went to bed yesternight and you woke us up this morning. Everlasting Lord, you have done great and mighty things for us. You guide us, you direct us, you provide for us, you nourished us. Father, we say thank you. Thank you for being our God. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation that you have released unto us. Thank you for your steadfast love that never ceases. Every morning, Lord, you show us your fresh mercy. We are grateful. We thank you for where we are coming from. Thank you for where we are today. And thank you, Lord, for where you are taking us to. Because we know where you are taking us to is a good place. Because your plans and your purposes for us are of good and not of evil to bring us to that expected end. We bless and honor you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom in all the previous broadcasts. And we pray, Lord, that today you will speak to each and every one of us the word in due season that we must hear. Let us hear that word. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, once again I welcome you. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, It's time to dare the Goliath. It's time for you to dare the Goliath of your life. You will dare it. You will be able to face that Goliath. And indeed, the Lord will grant you victory on all sides in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm taking my text from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I'm going to read from verse 23 to verse 30. The Bible says, and as he walked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistines of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, they fled from him, and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel. Is he come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his other brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride, and the naughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down, that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him towards another, and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, the Almighty God is ready to give you the victory over the Goliath of your life. But you and I need to be ready to face that Goliath. And the Lord will grant you strength. He will grant you the grace to be able to be victorious over Goliath. Because, brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ has already fought the battle, and he has already granted us victory. And your victory will not be eluded you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are key things I want us to know, that everyone there were afraid of Goliath, except David. The Bible tells us to understand that God has not given us the spirit of fear. It tells us in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, reading from verse 7, say, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline. That is what God has given us. He has not given us the spirit of timidity. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but rather God has given us that spirit of love, so power, and of sound mind. That is what God has given us. And henceforth, you shall begin to exercise those spirit that God has given you in the name of our Lord Jesus. You will not be intimidated by your circumstance in the mighty name of Jesus. Rather, you'll be able to face it in the power of the Most High, and God will grant you victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we need to know is that for us to be victorious, to be able to defeat the Goliath, we must be ready to pay the price. The Lord will grant you the grace to pay the price. Apostle Paul, speaking in the book of Philippians chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 8 to 9. He said, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having the righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. May you have that righteousness of God that depends on faith. May you be ready to pay the price. Apostle Paul said, look, everything I have counted as loss. The main thing, I am focused on what I want to get, and that is Christ. You have to be focused on what you want to get in order for you to get it. God will grant you the grace to pay the price for you to be focused on what you are targeting. And it will be so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You also need to know that time is crucial. There is a time for everything. There is a time to face the Goliath. There is a time for you to be victorious. The Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, reading from verse 1, it says, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under the heaven. May you not miss your time in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace for you to do the right thing at the right time, the Almighty God will grant unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Another thing that you need to know, brothers and sisters, is the fact that you need to believe. Believe this God that he can do it. That which God have said is going to do, believe it. It's no man that will lie. It's not the son of man that will lie. As he said it and not bring it to pass, that which he has promised you, the Almighty God will bring it to pass. But you need to believe his word. The book of Hebrews chapter 4, reading from verse 2. He said, for good news came to us just as to them, but the message they had did not benefit them. Why? See, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. Brothers and sisters, when you hear the word of God, believe his word. Believe his word. When you believe his word, you see his word manifesting in your life. And indeed, the word of God will come to pass in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Bible tells us in book of Mark chapter 11, verse 24, say, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you receive it, and it will be yours. And it will be yours. Whatever you ask in prayer. So when you pray, don't just pray just to fulfill all righteousness. Pray believing that God will do it. And indeed, the Lord will answer you. The currency in the spiritual realm is faith. And in as much as you exercise that faith in God, God will not disappoint you. He has never disappointed. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. And his word will come to pass in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What are you thinking of? I want you to know that the mouth you feed will soon become a monster. If you continue to feed yourself with negative thoughts, those negative thoughts indeed will come to pass in the life of that person. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, it says, "For he is like one who is inwardly calculating. Eat and drink, and he says to you, but his heart is not with you." Brothers and sisters, we need to be mindful. What are you thinking of? Are you having negative thoughts? Are you having negative thoughts? The more you think negatively concerning your situation, concerning your circumstances, the more is the chances of it happening to you. What Job was thinking of will happen. That was what eventually happened to him. Brothers and sisters, think of good things. If you have to think of anything, think of that which is good. Don't think of that which is evil. And God will grant you the grace to be victorious. Apostle Paul, speaking to the Philippians, in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 8, he said, "Finally, brother, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Think about these things. Think about the good thing. Don't keep on thinking about negative things and you are wondering why things are not going on your way. The Lord will grant you the grace to think aright in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Another thing is that the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12 verse 11 says, "Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit and serve the Lord." Do not be slothful in zeal for the things of God. You cannot afford to be slothful for the things of God. He said, be fervent in the spirit. Be fervent for the things of the kingdom. Be fervent. And he says, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with all your strength, with all your might, with all your power, with all your resources. And as you do so, the Almighty God, he will honor you. He will honor you because the Lord has promised us. He has promised us that in as much as you are serving him, he is going to reward you. You will not serve him in vain. In book of Exodus, Exodus 23 verse 25, say, "You shall serve the Lord your God and he will bless your bread and your water." He said, "I will take sickness away from amongst you." So are you sick? Are you ill? Why don't you even spend that time serving the Lord? Why don't you spend that time praying about the things of the kingdom, praying for the lost souls, speaking to people about Christ, and let God move on your behalf and let him grant you victory in the name of Jesus. It will be so for you in Jesus' mighty name. So brothers and sisters, do you know this Christ I'm talking about? Do you know him, the one who can defeat the Goliath for you? The one who can cut off the head of Goliath for you, even when you do not have a sword? David never had a sword. He faced Goliath without a sword, but he prophesied, "I'm going to cut off your head." And he did so. Brothers and sisters, you need to align with Christ. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And as you do so, he will grant you victory over the Goliath of your life. So wherever you are right now, brothers and sisters, I just want you to begin to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And indeed, he will grant you total victory over that situation, over that circumstance of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So just say after me, "Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I believe in my heart that you died for me and rose from the dead to save me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for these your children that have given their lives unto you. Have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. in Jesus' name. Amen. For everyone that have listened to this podcast, the Almighty God will fight for you. He will grant you victory. You will be victorious in every situation, in every circumstance of your life, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.